This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Spencer to bring it up from Draymond. Spencer right side. Takes Randall. Throws up a hook shot and he banked it in off the glass. Pat Spencer with a bucket at 74-53 Warriors.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Tim Roy right here on 95.7 The Game, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Pat Spencer. Pat, what's going on, man?
What's happening, fellas? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
The man.
So the one thing that we found out is, a lot of people aren't familiar with your story. Like, who are you? Where'd you come from?
Yeah, man, I'm just a guy from Davidsonville, Maryland. Grew up playing every sport imaginable, and just a competitive dude who found his way to the NBA.
Now, just real quick, I want you to tell Warrior fans, you may be the greatest lacrosse player in history. Is that fair to say? But your first love was basketball.
First love has always been hoops. I'll leave that other debate up to the lacrosse folks.
But, you were probably pretty good, though, right?
I had a little game. Yeah. But hoops has always been the first love.
Hey, Pat, I got to ask you about something that popped off last night besides your stellar play. And I won't say I'm mad at you, but I'm watching the game, and I've never seen this. When Buddy had to check out and you guys had to burn a timeout, can you share with us what you were thinking when you're like, my man got on the wrong shorts?
I think the initial thought from everybody was only Buddy. But you know what? You can't even be mad at him because he's got that youthful energy, and that's just who he is. So you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. But Buddy's awesome. He's a character.
Love it. Pat Spencer joining us on 95.7 The Game. For those who aren't familiar with your game, and I guess I'm probably one of them because I've only seen you play this year. Obviously, you're very athletic, but what do you hang your hat on? Like, what are your strengths, and what do you bring other than athleticism and toughness?
Yeah, I think just IQ. I think that's part of the reason I targeted this organization when I was trying to figure out where I wanted to land. There's some organizations that are valuing youth and potential and length, and then there's organizations that value IQ and the ability to just play the game at a high level and win. So for me, I feel like this organization values guys like that, whether that's Draymond, Loon, Sean, Andre, those guys. I felt like this was a place where I could hopefully have an impact down the line. And so you mentioned it, toughness, competitiveness, but ultimately I think IQ is what allows me to stay on the floor.
Hey, Pat, I mean, you're becoming a fan favorite, if not the fan favorite, man. You got a bag, you got a nice handle, and you just said it, you're not scared. You shared that with the TV audience after the game last night about your brothers. But I got to ask you about the hook shot, man. Kareem, like, where did you get that? You got a bag, but when did that get in it?
No, that's a big shout out to, the G League as a whole. Nick, you know, down in Santa Cruz, spent a ton of time with me working on finishing. Obviously, for me to have an impact at this level, I'm not going to be able to go dunk everything and finish directly at the rim. I can do a little bit more of that in the G League just because there's less rim protection and not as much size. But we just felt like in order for me to get up here and really have an impact, I was going to have to be able to finish over, you know, some 6'10 and length and athleticism. So big shout out to Nick for spending a lot of time with me down there and the whole development staff. Just something I've tried to improve as I've gotten deeper into this league and got to keep working, find ways to evolve.
You're talking about Nicholas Kirst, Steve Kerr's son, who coaches down in the G League, correct?
Indeed. Yeah.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this. I mean, my partner Guru said you're becoming a fan favorite. And look, there's a fine line between a guy who's a fan favorite and the 11th or 12th guy on the team, and a fan favorite who starts out as the 11th or 12th man on the team, but then shows he can play. Do you feel like you had to go through that process from where you started out in terms of not really being a rotation guy to start out here?
Yeah, I mean, that's been my journey to a T, though, man. I haven't had it easy anywhere. You know, I think I'll eventually share that story with some folks. But, I've been under the radar for my entire journey. Been, quote-unquote, underappreciated, I guess, in some respect. And so just about being resilient, believing in yourself. And I have the ultimate belief and confidence in myself and the work that I put in. So it's not new to me. People obviously see the lacrosse thing now, but what they don't know is I was cut from every team I ever tried out for in lacrosse. I didn't make varsity till my junior year. And, I had even repeated a year. So technically that would have been like my senior year of high school was the first time I made the varsity team. So, getting cut and being overlooked has just been a part of my journey. So, all my confidence comes from within. I don't look for any outside, validation or anything to keep going. So I'm appreciative. I obviously love the fan love and I'm thankful for it, but pretty simple guy, family and hoops and the work that I put in and spent some time golfing and that's kind of all I need.
Wow, man, that's beautiful. Pat, let me ask you this. Not only was it sweet last night, you get the win, you make contributions, but there was some bad news, here in the next couple of games, there'll be no Steph Curry. I got to believe, obviously, you don't want it that way, but with how you're playing, you got to feel like your number's going to be called. How do you stay ready, and how as exciting is that?
Yeah, I can't even talk about the excitement just because we're really bummed about the Steph situation. Dude is the ultimate teammate, first and foremost. So after the game, the first thing you want to do is get back to the locker room and check on that guy. He's the guy who puts everybody else before himself. So just a brutal situation for us. He's obviously grade one is – I wouldn't say the best news, but out of all the grades, the best result for us. So hopefully that means we can get him back here. We have the ultimate belief in Jimmy, Draymond, and the rest of the crew to hold it down while he's out. So, my number's been called sparingly throughout the year, and hopefully I've gained the trust of a lot of the guys in the locker room, Steve and the staff, and we're going to put together, our best game plan and give these guys a go.
Pat Spencer joining us on 95.7 The Game. Draymond Green last night was asked about you, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but I want to play it for you and share it with you and then get your thoughts. Take a listen.
Pat is a damn good basketball player, and I know he don't look like it. He don't just jump off the page at you when you see him in a basketball jersey. I don't think the number 61 helps him, but he's one of the toughest guys on this team. That includes myself. That includes Jimmy. Pat Spencer is tough as nails.
What do you think of when you hear that?
That's my guy right there, man. He's had my back the whole way. So just the ultimate competitor. You know, I think we've shared our moments of going at it on the court, competing. And I think you just, when you look to that, look to your right, you look to your left, and you got Jimmy and Dre, feel pretty damn good about going to war. So, obviously beyond thankful, that's a Hall of Famer right there, the greatest defensive player to touch the floor. to have someone like that have your back and believe in you, it's just the ultimate validation right there.
Why do you wear 61, Pat?
Yes, the 6-1 is clearly 7.
Right.
I was 7 during my lacrosse journey, and then the 60 spot in the NBA draft, so went undrafted, just signified my journey.
Oh, I didn't know
Man,
that.
There's only big. One. There's a only, meaning.
There's only one other player that's worn it, and I guess it was in the two others, and one was in the 40s. So it is. Okay. It's a different number, but it's working.
Hey, Pat.
It's got a little meaning to me. So it might look like an offensive lineman out there, but it's got its own meaning.
Nice.
Hey, no, I love that. Now we know the meaning, man. Hey, Pat, I'm the dude that asked, did he really ask that question? But I got to ask you this because I care. So you said you played all sports coming up, but who was your dude? Who did you look at and be like, you know what? That's why I want to go. Who was that guy for you?
Oh, that's tough, man. I've always been a Mike fan. Michael
yeah.
Jordan, I've always been a fan of his edge, who he is as a competitor. As I grew older, I gained a ton of respect and admiration for Kobe, just in terms of the work. Obviously, we're completely different ball players. But I've never been a guy who's had like a team. I've always been one who loves good hoops, and that's sports in general. I've never had a team.
Mm.
I just like watching the game be played at a high level and play the right way. So, obviously, I wouldn't say, you know, I grew up watching Steph, but just have a complete love and admiration for what he's done for the game. I guess I did grow up watching him in high school. He was still doing it at an insane level. So, but I think my first love was so early on for basketball. It goes all the way back to the Allen Iverson days.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
Pat Spencer joining us on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, today, Warrior fans are, you know, little hot and cold. They're very happy about the win, obviously, but the Curry news is, you know, hurts. Is there any way you can give us a sense of what the mood is in the locker room after you come out or after you finish that game off? Nice win, but you know you're coming back to Steph. Can you describe that atmosphere as opposed to, you know, had you just won the game normally?
Yeah, like I said, I think you get off the court and your immediate reaction is to go check on the guy, mainly because of who he is as a person. Obviously, Steph the player is pivotal to what we do, but just the kind of guy who's a consummate teammate, puts everybody first. So it's a no-brainer to want to go check on him and make sure he's good. But the move was great, man. I mean, to come off of a Houston series that, quite frankly, should have kicked us on the butt a little bit more than it maybe showed last night. You know, you travel, you get basically a half a day in between to come out on top with a win after, you know, losing your best player. You can't ask for much more than that. So, obviously, the frustrating part is losing him. But like I said, we have the ultimate belief in our crew that we have here that we can hold it down. And hopefully, we've got some incredible docs here. Hopefully, they can work that hamstring out and get him back ASAP.
No, I love that. Hey, Pat, I got to ask you. I'm watching you last night. You're on the court with another guy on the other team, Ant Edwards. What's it like looking at that dude coming, you know, staring at him coming downhill, trying to give you guys the business?
Ton of respect for him as a player, but I'm not gonna speak too highly of him right now. We're competing against him, so obviously everyone knows who he is as a player. Can put the ball on the deck, score, make guys around him better, but. At the end of the day, I think we've got, you know, the best defensive player in the world, and we've got a hell of a coaching staff, and we've got some guys that can give him a run for his money.
Hey, I got to ask you this. You know, I don't know if you've seen the video, but after Game 6 against the Rockets, I guess some fans had caught you, in your car. What are you driving? Was it Ferrari or what you're riding these days?
Man, I'm simple. I told you, I'm a simple guy. I got my CRV.
I love it. Those are, man.
Hey, those are nice.
He riding. Yeah.
It runs, baby. It runs.
There you go.
Hey,
I love it.
Hey, Pat, one of the things that's really annoying about Steph Curry is he's great at everything. He's a great basketball player. He's great at golf. Apparently, he's a hell of a bowler. I got to ask you, you may be just as annoying. What's your golf handicap, by the way?
I'm floating around a 3.
Oh, my God.
Steph and I have had a couple pretty good battles so far.
God.
I'm sure there'll be more to come.
That's a shame.
A 3, huh?
So you're great at 3 sports. All right. Nice. Well done.
Appreciate it.
Well done, man. Hey, great stuff. Continue working hard, and really enjoyed having you on, and good luck the rest of the series and hopefully beyond.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yep. Appreciate y'all having me on.
All right. Pat Spencer.
Pretty good dude, man. But who does? But yeah, man, that's a real one, Steiny.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Well, there's a guy that's...
how can you not root for him?
There's a guy that's easy to like.
And the number had meaning. The number that he wears, his jersey. You gotta let, man, come on, that's Rudy, man.
CRV?
A Honda 2012 what? CRV.
I saw that on real, I was like, that ain't real, but hey, car shaving him, he said it runs, baby.
Some people on the internet are calling him because of the mustache and Officer Pat.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a four. I love it.
I mean, I should, you know, he does seem like the kind of guy that can grow a mustache in about 4 hours.
Well, he's almost 30.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. That is.
Yeah, I got you.
He's
But imagine pulling up next to Curry. I imagine they drive foreigns, right? Nice cars. And you got your CRV. Like, what up, Dre? What up, Jimmy?
He probably answers the Steph signal, the bat signal that Steph supposedly throws out and needs a final for the foursome on a golf course.
That's
so annoying.
So how good is a 3 handicap?
It's really good. It means it's...
What's your handicap, Steiny?
14.
Oh, whoa.
To 16.
Whoa. Oh, so he's up there then. 3?
Yeah, that's good.
He's almost a scratch golfer.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Dude is a... Man,
and I'll bet you he doesn't play from the whites. I'll bet he can drive the hell out of it. Anyway, Pat Spencer, another superstar athlete in multiple sports, like Steph Curry.
Meanwhile, he deserved it.
And he said he's staying ready. I expect him to see some more of them, Steiny.
Of course.
Obviously, right?
Of course.
Man.
I mean, the one thing that I always am interested in is you just win a big game, but Curry gets hurt.
Said the right thing.
Yeah, but I got to believe, I do feel like this team has resiliency. And I'm not saying they can, you know, they're going to win this series without Steph, but they don't think they're not going to win it without Steph.
Wow.
Like I believe that they think they can win it without Steph. And I also just happen to believe it's true.
But what's the flip side? You didn't ask. We're here in Golden State. If I'm Minnesota, could that be to their disadvantage now that, how would I say it, Steiny? Now that Steph's out, you think the task becomes easier.
For who?
For Minnesota.
I mean, the Warriors
are... I could see them tomorrow tight, like thinking we're supposed to beat them.
There's always one answer to being tight, and that is to play harder.
And they didn't do that last night.
I don't think they...
They got beat in every facet,
They were not ready for the intensity of that game. And maybe it was the 6 days off. Maybe it was, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you come out and you have good intentions, but you're flat. And I don't know if they had good intentions last night or that was something you could have seen coming.
Randall was bent over because they were going up and down, Stoney. Not saying he was tired, but you could tell, what did you say, 6 days off. They hadn't had a meaningful game in a minute.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Father Time in Napa. Hey, Father Time, how you doing?
What up, dogs?
Picked a hell of a day to call. Yeah, Father Time.
Pat Spencer. So, you know, on that point, you know, Father Time is undefeated. But if, I got to tell you, mea culpa, if you had asked me who I thought would win that game against the or did I think I would win the game against Houston with Buddy Hield going off, that would be a no. That would be a loss on me. And then last night, you know, got to say, Steph goes out in the middle of the second quarter, I guess, if I thought that they were going to hang in. That would be an L. So once in a while, a Father Time loses. I got to say, though, you got to really temper the enthusiasm, everybody, and I think we are a little bit with the Steph injury. Minnesota played an epic, you know, terribly, you know, horrible game, and there's no way around that, and that's not going to happen again. The futility was brutal, right?
Yes, I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yes is the answer. So old man Jimmy is here for a reason, right? Everybody says that, you know, he personally, you know, dragged two teams to the finals. Well, I'd like to talk to his teammates who also went to the finals, but that's neither here nor there. Lastly, I think, well, second to last, you know, Steph getting this injury, and there's some conjecture about, oh my gosh, he's 37. Is this going to start happening? You know, that dude, if he wants to, he can play to 45 years old. He can become his father and just, you know, stand in the corner and just drill threes the whole time. And, you know, instead of running 2.5 miles, he'll run maybe, you know, a third of a mile back and forth. And then finally, if you told me that Pat Spencer, who I love, was going to be a legitimate contender, or Steiny was going to shoot a legit 78, well, it's Pat all day.
Of course. I'm not going to be able to replicate
Look
that
at my
78.
Man.
Not today.
Yeah.
Where I'm playing, probably not. Hey, you know my friend Harry.
Yeah.
To hell with Harry.
No doubt.
He writes me emails after every game. Here's the way he described the Timberwolves. The worst three quarters of NBA basketball by any NBA team in the history of NBA basketball.
It might be up there, man. It has to be.
It was pretty
31
bad.
And half at home.
I mean, it was.
And the fast breaks that we keep talking. They were awful.
It was a special kind of bad. It really was. It was all encompassing.
It was an abomination is what it was.
It was diabolical.
Oh. Oh, man.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
Man, God bless. He had to get some grays yesterday, man.
And that's what life's about.
He's already got.
No, but I'm talking about some
a
few
too
more.
Much.
Are they really going to come to San Francisco down 0-2?
Like, I don't know.
From an emotional standpoint, and I'm emotional, Stoney, if I'm a team that was already heavily favored with a healthy Steph, and then we get a game and a half, basically, to beat that team without Steph after that performance. I don't know how you get up. You can, i.e. Houston, because I had them out after 3-1. I mean, but my gosh, Donnie, they have to come out and execute tomorrow.
I mean, you don't really expect the Timberwolves to give in, do you?
Oh, no. I'm saying if they don't win tomorrow, coming here down 0-2.
Yeah.
Well, I would want no part of that.
Well, of course not. But, but like,
you know. But let's say they get beat in a great game and, you know, Ant looks like Ant, Randall looks like Randall. I get it. We're down 0-2. Let's go shock the world. And, oh, by the way, Curry's not playing Saturday. You know, so I just can't believe that we all saw Steph come up gimpy. And now it really be something. And what I say by, you know, it means something, we know for sure he's going to be out 3 games. And that sucks, man.
Yeah.
For all of us.
If you Warriors put out a statement about Steph Curry's injury, he has a grade 1 hamstring strain. He's going to be reevaluated next Wednesday, which means he won't play tomorrow, Saturday, or Monday. And I'm assuming the best of all best case scenarios would be he's back for game five on Wednesday of next week. That feels optimistic, but...
Isn't that when he's getting evaluated, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that may be when they say, okay, let's start practicing or let's get some work in. It might, maybe it'll be, you're fine, you're good to go, play. I have a feeling that if you get to Wednesday and you're still in this series, there's 3 days off after game five.
That is huge.
You know, you somehow get it to five and it's 3-2 or 2-3 even.
Yeah.
I mean.
Then he's coming back, you know, Warriors regardless of whatever side you're on. You would get him
exactly.
for two games.
Exactly. Mm. So what the Warriors have to do is win at least another one against the Timberwolves. Well, win another one against the Timberwolves and that would ensure a game six, unless you are the ones doing the sweeping or dominating the series.
Man.
But all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We just had Pat Spencer on. Great guy, obviously, and really appreciative of where he's at. But
good dude,
can play.
Man.
The guy can play. One. You want to hear that interview? You can just go to the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature. But 888-957-9570. Last opportunity to get in and talk about last night's ball game. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty.
Boy, Evan's in his bag. I got a question for you real quick.
Okay. That's a weird
to you and Evan and the listeners, would you rather have lost like Minnesota did where you didn't show up or like the Cavs did when Halliburton ripped your heart out? I think I might want to go Minnesota.
Well, that was a game two. That was the problem with Cleveland.
Just the way you lost.
They gave that game away. No, it wasn't like, I mean, Indiana obviously won it and Halliburton hit a great shot, but they had about four chances to close that game.
Wow, boy.
Hey, by the way, I'll tell you what, we got a new comedy team out there. Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield. I mean, we got Abbott and Costello.
Beavis and Butthead.
Cheech and Chong.
That's a four.
I love how Buddy, you know what? I think Butler's the kind of guy that's intimidating. And, you know, you got to.
I'm going to say something to
you. You
got to
know where he is, and you got to, you know, you got to be, probably got to be a little careful around him. Not Buddy. Take a listen.
When you got here, it seemed like it didn't take long for you to be part of the group.
We had to make sure he got his joy back because somehow he lost his joy. We're not going to say where he lost his joy, but somehow he lost his joy.
Why do you keep doing this? Do you even know what these are called? What are they called?
Two fingers.
Are we done?
No.
Oh, no.
All right, so Buddy was using air quotes when he kept giving Jimmy Butler grief about when he lost his joy. That was pretty funny. What?
I got to tell you. It ain't hitting me like it's hitting everybody else.
Well, I think it's funny.
I've been around a lot of office room banter and back and forth. I like, talk to me when they if they start losing. But, Steiny, there's something, I don't know what it is. That,
wow.
Is there, like, what was the, what are these? Like, why would you go there, buddy? I mean,
because he was
Jimmy,
using his air
I know,
quotes.
But you're saying something else, too, with that. Now we're going to, anyway, it's just me. I like you. But, Steiny, I do wonder if there's some, like, something deeper with, you know? I ain't trying to make nothing out of nothing, but still. Give it to me one more time, Steiny.
I'll give you some more. This is Jimmy and Buddy and Gary calling them Bicker. Who's Gary? Do we know that offhand?
GP2.
Oh, Payton. Gary Payton. Yeah.
Gary compared you to bickering brothers, and you're the little annoying brother, and you're the older brother.
And what Gary is?
I don't know. Maybe he's the middle brother.
Clumsy one. Always doing the dumbest stuff ever.
You literally wore the wrong shorts. The audacity.
Now, that one, I didn't hear that one. That was great.
All right, we can keep going on this.
Draymond declared that tonight Jimmy became Batman and Buddy went from Alfred to Robin. Do you guys have any comments on that declaration?
No. I'll start out.
No. I'm Batman today. I saved the day. He's still Robin.
All right, well, I'm still Robin, yes. And Steph's still Batman. And Buttered is still who he is.
I mean, Buttered.
Okay. But you had another good game, man. You except for that stupid thing you did at the beginning of the game when you have on the right shorts. It's not real Robin and or Batman like.
All right, why did Buddy have the wrong shorts?
Buddy, what happened with the wardrobe malfunction?
Jimmy switched it out. That's it was Jimmy's fault.
Okay.
Jimmy switched it out, and that's what happened. So I was looking for my shorts, and I thought it was the right one. He said, "Yo, put these on." It was the right, and I, that was the.
That's what you're going with.
Yeah, I'm going. Jimmy, it was Jimmy's fault. His locker is next to my locker. I was looking for my shorts. He said, "Yo, I can't find my shorts." Oh, I see there, and I put them on and it looked just alike. And after that, I got a fine for it. So it's cool. It was Jimmy's fault. Blame Jimmy.
All right. Those two guys.
Yeah, HG Forrester on the chat. Goo, if we're equating that relationship to yours and Steiny's, your Buddy. I love Buddy, man. We all do.
I don't know about that.
I kind of like it between them, like those two individuals. But when I hear someone else being like picking on Buddy because Jimmy does it,
okay,
that's, I guess, where I kind of draw the line. Like, that's clearly their thing.
Yeah.
I wonder. I'd love
like
to,
Steve Kerr.
I'd love to ask him their history. What's Buddy Hield's history with Jimmy that the minute he got on the team,
you think?
They clearly seem to have a relationship of one kind or another.
Well, it sounds like that's Buddy's relationship with everyone. Like, he doesn't really necessarily have to have a built-in relationship or friendship with them. He just goes after everybody.
And to be nominated Curry's favorite teammate of all time, and well, Nick Young gets a vote from Draymond, but... I mean, Stoney, that goes a long way, man. Buddy's just Buddy, and I guess people love being around him. And now he's acting like, again, I say this with this is the biggest compliment, Stoney. I'm being real. Prime Clay. He's playing defense, too.
Well, the one thing this has absolutely done for Buddy and good for him is
talk to him.
You know, I do think that some people don't give him the respect he deserves as a basketball player. And, you know, don't ever lump Buddy Hield in with a guy like Nick Young.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick Young.
He's doing good things on IG.
Because you know what else you can tell about Buddy Hield? He's in really good shape.
And 5 years, Donnie, I don't scoff at it. I know Curry was hurt. The most threes in the game. Miss me.
Let's go to Jason in the Excelsior. Hey, Jason, what's going on, man?
Jasky's hood.
Oh, boy. And God, he waited. He was waiting a long time.
Yeah. Call us back.
I feel bad about that.
You know who's from Excelsior, right? Let's see if you know your teammates.
I don't know. You oughta.
Jasky.
Oh, great. Let's go to Brad in Oakland. Hey, Brad, how you doing? Back to Wiggins.
Oh, I haven't been on this stage for a year.
You are not, buddy.
And, you know, I'm from Oakland, and Oakland Athletic League is one of the toughest leagues in Oakland, right?
Yeah.
And Gary Payton was from there, and I played in 71, but he was 10 years before he played, and I saw Gary Payton at a club. I said, Gary Payton, I'm sorry, but I played with you guys, and he cracked up. But what I was trying to get to was when I saw the Warriors beat Houston and they were up 3-1, I'm like, wow, that's something I didn't dream of because they were number two. They played number two team and they were seven. And at the end, when they won that game and they wanted a tight game, I was ecstatic about that. They won. But what I'm thinking about is that Ant-Man was talking about that he ready to play the Warriors because Draymond talked too much. But he never did mention that he wanted to play the Warriors because of Steph. But what I get, the reason they had a bad game is because psychologically they were psychologically down when they started playing the Warriors, because they were thinking that, oh, we're going to come in there and beat the Warriors. But when they played the Warriors, they had a mental block. They had a mental block because
Minnesota.
Minnesota. They had a mental block. That's why they were missing things. And sometimes when you think you're better than that other team and you hire a body after you beat the Lakers, a lot of people will say they're gonna just run over the Warriors. But when they saw the Warriors beat Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, their site went down, okay?
Yeah, well, hey, Brad, we got to get some other guys in here, but good point. I mean,
but he hadn't had the Warriors numbers. Donnie, they're 3-1 against him. You know?
I mean,
just Ant-Man.
I mean, not this year they haven't.
Right.
In years past, they've done fine against the Warriors. I'm talking about Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I don't know about a mental block. I just know they stunk. Minnesota did.
That they did.
And if they stink again, then you really have to start saying it's the Warriors' defense. I got to see another game before. Oh, by the way, what'd I tell you? Not what I tell you. I don't want to do that. How did the Timberwolves play against the? I'm sorry. How did the Timberwolves play against the Warriors' zone?
They were
terrible.
You shouldn't even do terrible that. Just don't even do terrible that. But Evan, it was incredible. It was bad. It was all-time bad. Like Harry said, this could be three-quarter. He might be on to something.
I mean, everyone's first shot on the Timberwolves had no chance of going in. Every three-pointer it felt like they took was just a stone that they were throwing at the backboard.
Dante shot an air ball that wasn't even close to the... Like, you know the rim's over here, bud. What are we doing? I'll tell you what. You said give me one good thing about Minnesota, Stoney. I got to give it to you.
There's not one thing.
Yeah, I got one.
See if Evan
counts the bucket.
Go ahead.
Diabolical.
Randall went to the free throw line 10 times, made all 10.
That's great. That means he'll go 7 times next game and go 3-for-7.
He made all 10, Julius.
I want to look up here. Who do I have?
Just man.
Oh, Dante DiVincenzo.
And
here's what he said. This is his three-point percentage, 3-point games in the playoffs. 1-for-5, 0-for-2, 2-for-8. He was hot in game 4. He was 1-for-4. 2-for-12, 1-for-7.
And had the nerve to stand over Jimmy Butler or do whatever he called himself doing. When Dre came, I was like, get your ass out of here.
Well, that was one thing. I mean, 408.
Steiny, you still got the Wolves in 6.
Right. I mean, can I change it? Wolves in 5.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm kidding.
Prediction's actually... unfortunately, looking all right.
I'll say this to that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
At Cold Pest Control, we've got to put a big rat and a cat on the table. Minnesota, yeah, you took an L and you were all time bad. And you won't say this because you can't.
They cut it to 9.
No. Steph Curry's going to miss the next 3 games. I almost think a team would sign up for that. Hey, we'll lose game 1. And your best player's out for 3? I'm just saying. So it ain't all bad if you're Minnesota if you snap back. But Steiny, I'm telling you, that whole cockamamie stuff I was doing when I ran into you on weekends coming out the studio after you did your Warriors this week, I would rather lose the finals if we got Durant. I hated that, every part of it, but there's some parallels with this. I would rather have lost yesterday with the healthy Steph Curry than to win 1 game. But what if they go out here and galvanize and show me, goo, we can keep it going? But you can't tell me this hamstring is going to be fully healthy for the rest of the playoffs.
Well,
because I was talking title.
And that's an easy thing to say, but if the Timberwolves would have come out yesterday and won 104-89 and yeah. Curry played well and they still got beat, we'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well.
So.
I got you.
I don't know. And, you know, the other thing is, and I know people might not believe it, but. There's a part of all this that's not good for the Timberwolves.
No, but that's negative thinking if they don't handle their business, Donnie. Then it's like, wow, well, really not buttoned up.
The reason they might not handle their business is because they think that now they've got an advantage in this series.
I got it.
They're still down 1-0.
I want to tell you real quick, they do, though.
They will.
They should have an advantage.
Why?
Because the best player on the other team, or one of them, is out. Not meaning you're going to win every game, but Stoney, they should think like that. A starting quarterback's out and a backup quarterback's in. I think that should better our any chance. You know what I mean?
Well, it does, but you still have to beat them.
Yeah.
And it's easy to think, oh, man, we got the Warriors now without Curry. See how that'll work out.
Mm.
See how that, you know, how did it work out last night? I mean, Curry didn't play three quarters, and the Warriors were in control of that game from start to finish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, it's not good, obviously, but I'm telling you, just hearing Spencer and hearing the Warriors talk after that game, like, they're not despondent.
Wow, man.
They're not. It feels like, no, they're not happy. But they feel like if they can hold it down, Curry will be back in time, whenever that is. And like, I think that's the thing we miss a lot about pros and pro sports is like when this happens, these guys just don't give up. I mean, they know injuries are a part of the game.
Yeah.
Some guys have already gotten hurt. You know, Lillard got hurt and Tatum missed some games. And I think Cleveland had some guys out, you know, last night. So,
I hear you.
That'd be a big mistake, I think, to think that the Timberwolves are now thinking they got fish on their hands.
I got you. But it goes again to what, real quick, Vegas, if you're into that, the line's 10.5 tomorrow. There's no way that line, even without Curry, after what we just saw, should be 10.5. It's a trap.
Yeah, I don't get into the betting thing and the lines that much. You're an expert on that, though. How'd you do last night in the?
I took a day off
in the gambling world.
Took a day off.
No, you didn't.
No, I took a day off.
I'll bet you didn't.
I just like I told Evan. I think I'm nursing a torn ACL or MCL. Really, I told you hooping.
He said
Evan
something about Moody's over under. Why would he have said something about that?
That was for prize picks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then Evan just back to my knee. He goes. And he smiled. I go, little brother, why are you smiling? He goes, you have to get diagnosed with it for me to believe it. Like, dude, I'm up here and that hurts.
Well, I think if you
look pretty mobile, Goo.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm in pain.
What injury is it? ACL?
The inside of my knee.
Okay. I'm not saying it's hurt, but a torn ACL is completely different than just a hurt knee.
I've never had a hurt knee, Evan. It's something going on. I go to Kaiser tomorrow.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley.
Dougie.
I hope you don't have one.
Hey, Doug, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I think it sounds to me like we are all very much out of sorts because of what happened yesterday and Steph's injury. It just sounds to me like we're all over the map this morning and early this afternoon. The Timberwolves are going to win tomorrow. Timberwolves are we're going to be worried about going down 0-2. Yada, yada. I mean, wow. If you, with all the sports that you two have watched.
You're speaking to Guru specifically.
And I own it. Go ahead. I'm listening to the call. Go ahead.
If all the sports that you two have watched, and you're knowledgeable. If you had to bet, the Timberwolves played horrible yesterday. If you had to bet, what would you bet the Timberwolves are going to come out like tomorrow night?
Gangbusters. It looked like their best version of themselves. That's what I expect.
Absolutely. End of story.
Oh, wow.
Period. That's you know, that's, if they don't, that's crazy. You know, and you can't predict sports, but 90%, they're going to come out much better than they did, and we're going to have to adjust without Steph.
Wow.
So all this all over the place. I think our emotions are really just out of sorts and feeling for Steph and hoping that he gets back. But I'd be shocked if the T-Wolves lay another egg like that. I don't see it. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling
thanks,
in.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the
he
call.
He kind of threw me out of the bus. I didn't like it.
Well, it's because you were the one who said, well, what if the Timberwolves are scared or pressure and they go back to Golden State 0-2? And what he's saying is, why would you think that?
Yeah, no, gotcha.
I didn't say
no,
it.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody had what Minnesota put on film yesterday, which is arguably one of the worst playoff performances ever. So I get what he's saying, 90%. But, Stani, my thing is, what if this Warrior defense suffocates them? They win the game, then you got to really be feeling like.
All right, what if the Timberwolves win 120-92?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay. And that's.
That's
the way.
Essence of sports.
You got to look at it. I mean.
Sports, man. I saw him limping. What did you really, honestly, when you saw it, did you like, oh, he'll be all right? He'll stay. I thought he was going to the bench, but when he just kept going, I was like, oh, boy.
I knew something because he signaled, get me out.
No, that's the
– He gave the right. fist. He gave the fist.
Yeah.
Let's go to Manny. Manny's in Union City.
The man, Manny.
Hey, man.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Come on now. Let's shrug off all this gloom and doom talk. I feel bad for Steph. I'm going to miss him, but you know what? I'm excited. I'm excited because Jimmy's here, Buddy's here, and this is the new era. You know, like how they had the Thunderbolts asterisk, and then it was the new Avengers? Well, you know what, Warriors fans? Warriors asterisk. Now this will be the new Warriors. We got Buddy. We got Jimmy. We got Pat Spencer. Pat Spencer, every time I see him, I feel him telling me to hold his beer when he get out and get his business done.
Wow.
So you know what, guys? I'm not worried about Minnesota. I want Minnesota to come out swinging. I want them on fire. I want to take the best shots to the face that they could give me. Because you know what? This Warrior team showed heart and tenacity last night. They lost the captain of their ship. But you know what, though? When I was watching that game, what dawned on me, when I saw old man River Draymond Green there handling business, I was like, this is what it's going to be like when Steph is gone in a couple of years and Draymond sticks around. Draymond is the glue that's going to keep this team together. He's going to be the conductor that keeps this engine rolling. I'm not afraid of Minnesota. With or without Steph, we're going to win this series, fellas. Bank on it, Goo. Use your prize picks.
Okay.
Tell him Manny sent you.
All right, look at him, Manny. Like that's a four.
Thanks, Manny. Appreciate the call.
For my hood. And that's what life's about. But I got to disagree, Manny. I want nothing to do with getting a glimmer of what life will be without the chef.
Oh, I just saw a new piece of sound from Anthony Edwards.
You got to play it.
I haven't
it.
Heard this one. This is about his last two game shooting.
And it's got one more on the shooting for you. We just got the numbers that you guys going 12 for 76 over the last two games is the worst 3-point shooting in the history of the NBA playoffs. And for a team that was fourth in 3-point percentage and fifth, I think, oh, 3-pointers made.
Huh? 12 for 70, God damn.
Like, how did you even make sense of it?
That's how I go. You know what I'm saying? You have stretches where you shoot the ball really, really well, and you have stretches where you shoot the ball really, really bad. You just hope the good outweigh the bad. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's going bad for us right now. We just didn't shoot it well tonight. I'm not really worried about the last series or whatever that was. That was a month ago, if you ask me. But, yeah, we didn't shoot the ball well, but tonight is over. So, next game, we'll shoot the ball really well.
Oh, he's had the worst two shooting nights in NBA history from three.
But the team was at 12 of 70? We already did that exercise.
I think they're 12 of 78. Oh, I think he meant teams, actually. 12 that's the worst team back-to-back games. Yeah, not good. Not good.
Wow.
888-9 actually, you know what? We got crossover coming up.
Oh, yeah, the fellas.
on the other side. And Warriors are up 1-0. 1-0. They got to try to keep this thing afloat without Steph Curry. And, hey, this is one of the reasons they got Jimmy Butler. They're not out of this thing yet. They got Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And it's going to be harder.
And Pat Spencer.
It's going to be harder, but what can you do? As they say, it is what it is. But yeah, Minnesota, the Warriors took them out of anything they wanted to do. Here's Steve Kerr right after the game.
I didn't say anything. By the time we got into halftime, into the locker room, Steph was already in there with an ice bag on his hamstring, and the guys already knew, and we didn't say anything. We just told Gary he'd start for Steph, and we talked about the plan for the second half.
All right, that was Steve Kerr, and don't forget, Steve Kerr will be on today at 4 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs, his weekly hit with Willard and Dibbs. 4 o'clock, Steve Kerr. Another solid coaching job Steve Kerr.
He's in his bags, Donnie.
That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.